This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Barry Worsham is president and CEO of Cotton Incorporated.
One of the things on the supply chain will be, to connect with the supply chain, you'll have to do a lot digitally. In other words, showing information versus, you know, conferences. You're going to have to do that electronically, with webinars, podcasts, things like that. If you want to talk about fabrics and developments, they're going to have to be high resolution in some kind of digital format. That's already happening. So it is going to be a different sort of world when we do begin to come back. And so as things get pieced back together, that we just have to be nimble enough to be able to go wherever we need to go. In other words, if the supply chain shifts slightly from China to some other country or some other country even that we haven't considered, one of the advantages for us, I think, would be that we are positioned to remain connected throughout the world wherever it kind of goes. And we're going to be there to try to continue to tell the story of cotton and making sure that whatever the retailers and brands need in terms of product, that we can be that sort of a connectivity piece and connect the supply chain back to the brands and retailers and make sure that cotton is maximized however we can.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.